Good morning again, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, I want to just give an exhortation or an inspiration on endurance. Matthew 24:13 says, "But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved." You know, the scripture says, in the last days, there shall be a great falling away. And so, we are living in times when we need endurance to run the Christian race. We need endurance to live the Christian life. We need endurance to persevere, to be faithful, to remain faithful in Christ Jesus. So, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here in Luke chapter 14. Starting in verse 25, Jesus talks about the cost of discipleship. "And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, and all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish." And so Jesus here gives an example here of someone starting to build a building. You know, in our day and age, most of us, or a majority of us, if we start to build something, we normally don't just put the foundation in and put up a couple walls and let it sit. We know that if it would sit for a year or more, a lot of neighbors would probably begin to talk. And that's the example here that Jesus is using here of counting the cost. That when we start, we need to endure unto the end. You know, we see that in our day. We see people who have started. They laid the foundation. They repented, have been born again, had strong convictions on biblical principles. And today, they threw in the towel, as you could say, and have thrown off all their convictions, all their biblical principles, and, you know, and people look on, unbelievers look on and begin to mock and say, you know, look at them. And they throw it at us, those who are enduring, they throw it at us and see, that's what's going to happen to you. See that person over there? That's what's going to happen to you. See this person? That's, they're trying to, they're being used by the enemy to try to distract us from enduring unto the end. And so people look on and mock. But this morning, my heart is that we would endure unto the end. The scripture says, the same shall be saved, he who endures unto the end. And we'll just continue reading here in verse 31. "Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Where else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." You know, sometimes it's the things of this life that draw us away, keep us from enduring. It's the thing, the cares of this life. In the third parable, in the parable of the sower, the third condition of the soil is talks about riches and pleasures and the cares of this life. You know, cares can be the daily chores of life. You know, sometimes those things can deter us off and make you feel like you're giving up and want to throw in the towel, but please endure unto the end, because the prize is in the end. It's not in the beginning. It's not in the middle. but it's at the end when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, want to encourage you to fight the good fight of faith. Paul wrote Timothy, I have fought a good fight of faith, and henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And then he goes on to say, it's not just for him, but for also us who fight the good fight of faith unto the end. And the Apostle Peter says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So remain steadfast, firm on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will reward us in the end, who will take us home to that beautiful place that he's preparing for us. If we remain steadfast and firm unto the end, let's not give up in the middle of the race like many have that I know of, and maybe you know of. They've given up the fight. They've given up. They just said they could no longer endure. So, Lord, help us to remain steadfast. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, which encourages us to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold of eternal life, and not to give up, Lord. Even though there may be times we feel like it, or do get discouraged, help us to remain faithful to you in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you would take this word and bless it and cause it to help someone to take courage and heart today to endure unto the end. I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless.